When you sin, like I did one time, this happened about 35 years ago, there was a man that literally brought a piece of paper in, and it said that they might have to close the engineering division. Now, I was director of engineering. I had a great job. I traveled all over the country running a big operation. But I am supposed to trust the Lord even in that. But whenever he handed me this and I read that, I said, I wonder what's going to happen to me if they close the engineering division. Romans 14:23. I want you to look at this and see what Romans 14:23 says. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. When we sin as Christians, we open the door to the enemy. Now, the enemy is standing right there. He's wanting to get you or your children, but he cannot until you open the door. When you open the door and sin, he comes rushing in. And when he comes rushing in, he made me sick in one heartbeat. I am sitting here reading this piece of paper. I don't have a pain in my body nowhere. I don't have nothing wrong with me. I'm in perfect health. And all of a sudden, in one heartbeat, I have a splitting migraine headache and sinus fluid just starts pouring out of my nostrils right off of my chin, dripping on the floor. It happened that quick. When I sinned, what's the first thing you need to do after you sin? Repent. Because if you don't repent, you can't kick him out, can you? That's right. So that's the first thing. I take the sword of the Spirit. It is written in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I just stand in awe at his power to forgive sin. And that's what he does. But he tells us to go and sin no more. And you don't realize how simple the sin can be. Who would ever dream that just voicing something simple like, gee, I wonder what's going to happen to me. And bam, I open a door. I sin because I'm a son of God and I'm not trusting my king. That's a sin. And so the enemy says, oh, God, do you see what your stupid little son just did? The enemy loves it when he gets into one of us. Don't you know he really loves it? Now then, 2 Corinthians 10:4. Let's just read that. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now then, if you're not a student of God's Word and you don't have the Scripture hidden in your heart, then you don't have any weapons. Your weapons are the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Look at this. Luke 10:19-20. Jesus is speaking. He says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, the devil and his demons, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. I did sin, and he came in. I did repent, but he ain't leaving. He's taken up residency inside as I've commanded him. Satan, you host of demons, I command every one of you to come out of me. In the name of Jesus, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. It is written in Galatians 3:13-14, I am redeemed from the curse. So you guys cannot stay in me any longer. In the name of Jesus, you have to leave in Jesus' name right now. I said, Lord, thank you for your word. It's done. But he didn't go. Now, if he didn't go, what does that mean? Did I get rid of my sin? Yes, I got rid of my sin. When I repented, the sin taken care of, right? I did that in faith. But the enemy didn't leave. How many of you know that sometimes demons, they're going to hang on just as long as they can? I'm not shooting them with my six shooter. Is that right? I'm not punching them out with my fist. What do you say? We are doing what? We're wrestling. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Now, I'm wrestling with these boys in the spirit world. I'm taking the word of God and I'm wrestling with them. I'm telling them, you have to go in the name of Jesus. And he says, make me go. Now, see, I happen to be on the wrestling team in high school. And in wrestling, I could get a guy, you know, 160 to 180 pounds. When we could just lock in Mortal Kombat there. And man, it's not, usually it's not easy to throw the other guy on the floor. I mean, you got an armful when you hook onto another man, 170, 180 pounds. And if he's young and strong like you was, man, you got a battle going on there. Y'all know where I'm coming from? It's a battle. And I'm commanding this beast to leave me, and he's not leaving. Of course, as I walk through the place, you know, my nose is running like crazy. I'm blowing everything, and every time I'd have to blow my nose, I'd say, "You devil of hell, come out of me in the name of Jesus." Now, you can only imagine what people that happened to be close. They was giving me plenty of room. They were, "What is wrong with Thurman?" You know, even when I came home that night, my wife saw this. "Oh, my goodness gracious, you've got a sinus attack. We have got to get you some medicine." I said, "Oh, no, I ain't taking no medicine." I said, "This is a spiritual problem. I have repented for my sin, and I'm kicking these devils out, and I'm going to get well." "Oh, well, you've just got the worst attack of sinus you've ever had, but we need to get you some medicine." I go to the medicine cabinet. I said, "Don't bother. I ain't taking no medicine. This is a spiritual problem." And so for 4 days, I rebuked that devil. I kicked him out, but he did not leave. I did never confess my sin again because I knew I had confessed my sin one time and it's done. I knew the sin issue was not the problem. So the fourth morning as I'm going to work, I am literally screaming scriptures. First of all, let me take you to Mark 16:17, and let me show you what Jesus said in Mark 16:17. Look what he says here. "And these signs shall follow them that believe." Well, first of all, let me ask you a question. Are you a believing believer or an unbelieving believer? Okay, if I'm a believing believer, then these signs shall follow me. In my name, the name of Jesus, I shall cast out devils or demons. Is that right? Do you and me, when we repent of our sin, do we have the power to cast out demons? Yes, we have the power to cast them out. Now then, if I hadn't known that I had to confess the sin, I could have cast them out from now on and never got them out. Because as long as they know they have legal right to be in you, you cannot cast out a demon. He has to know that you know your sin is confessed, and you have to know by faith that you have power over him, and until you get that in your heart, they will not leave. But when you get it in your heart, that is written in God's Word. It is written. So it's true. I started screaming scriptures like this. "And these signs shall follow them that believe." And I'm a believing believer. "In my name, the name of Jesus, I shall cast out devils." Now then, if I can cast out devils, and then I can take that Luke 10:19-20, which says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that those spirits are subject unto you." Those spirits have to be subject to me. So I continued to scream these scriptures out loud, driving down the road in my pickup, commanding them to leave. And all of a sudden, I said, "Now, devil, I've had it with you. I have repented of that sin. You are not going to stay in me any longer. In the name of Jesus, I command you, according to these scriptures, which I'm screaming, to go." And I reached over and hit the dash of my pickup and said, "Go in Jesus' name." And when I did, it left. And in one heartbeat, I went from a splitting migraine headache and a running nose to a dry head with no pain in my head at all. It left that quick. And when it did, it startled me. You know, I mean, I'm learning this stuff. This is new to me. I sat back in my pickup and I said, "Wow, Lord, this is awesome." And I looked up and here goes a big banner flying through the clouds. Matthew 11:12. That's all it said. Matthew 11:12. Here's what it says. "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence." First of all, where is the kingdom of heaven? It's us, in us. The kingdom of heaven is in you and I. That's where it's at. On this earth today, the kingdom of heaven is in us. So he said, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." I had just taken it by force. Now then, that's what I say. If you have a sickness that's come upon you, and you have repented for that sin one time in faith, that's all you got to do. One time. You don't have to confess it every day. You repent in faith. One time. You make sure you're through with that sin. And then after that, you make sure that these scriptures mean what they say to you. and know in your heart that Jesus has given you that power and authority over the forces of darkness. Now then, if you're a woman and you're married, then the husband has to do this for you. He is your spiritual head. The woman was made for the man. The man is the spiritual head of the wife, not just women. Men are not spiritually over women. You know, some people say, you know, a woman, I have authority over all women. No. A woman that's a born-again Christian is your equal as a man as a born-again Christian until the two of you get married. When you get married, now the man is the spiritual head. He made you, the woman, for the man. And anytime you, the woman, have a need, you're to go to your husband. And you and your husband both are to be walking in obedience to God's word. And if you happen to pick up a demon, and I don't care, man or wife, I don't care who it is, either one of you can pick up one. You know, I mean, Cheryl and I have to pray for each other on a regular basis. Why do we have to do that? Do you reckon either one of us ever make a mistake? Well, unfortunately, we do, don't we? We haven't mastered being perfect yet. Do y'all know what I mean? Has anybody in here mastered being perfect yet?
No.
Oh, y'all are just like we are. You're still working on it too, huh? We're human beings. We have to walk in obedience to God's word. And when we do, whenever we sin and we open the door, we repent, and then we can cast out these spirits, just like this scripture says. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Sometimes you have to just get absolutely violent with the enemy. If you have committed some kind of a sin, I don't care what it is. It could be anything. I mean, some people, when I told them that I read a piece of paper and made a statement and that was sin, they say, Thurman, you've lost it. You're crazy. But no, where did I learn that principle? Where did I learn that spiritual law? From the Word of God. Did the Word of God say anything I do that's not in faith is sin?
Yes.
Okay, so who am I going to believe? God or man? I'm going to believe God. If I do anything that's not of faith, the Word of God says it's sin. In fact, that scripture we just read, he said, if you don't eat what you eat in faith, that's sin. Isn't that something? So I wonder how many people sin when they eat.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled It is a Spiritual Issue, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.